Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon we faced a conundrum involving a potential imposter. We took a phone call from a wonderful man named Michael, and as the conversation grew, I became increasingly suspicious, and it seemed to me that we might be the victims of a masquerade. Later on in the program, just a few moments later, we received a phone call from Jim in San Diego. Now, I'm going to let you decide. Is it Michael or was it a double Jim? Only you can determine that. Let's talk to Michael next. Michael, welcome to the program.
Yes, I have just a couple of comments about the fact that now President Biden is going to fly more people back to Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I understand that Mexico is losing quite a bit of people due to the fact that most of the population that is migrating to America and up through even through Canada and so forth are all of the demographics of working age, you would say.
So what do we think about this? What's going to happen?
Well, the infrastructure down there in Mexico and other Latino countries is also getting quite considerably up there in age. And if these politicians realize that they're going to lose their tax base, they're going to lose all some of these social benefits for retirees, how are they going to even keep up with the infrastructure needs? There was an article I read regarding sewer and water that due to the geography of the land down there, that it is already pretty expensive to put such projects into the ground, and the tax base is just not going to be there.
Yeah, well, look, he's also, and I don't know if this is the case, but I know what AMLO asked for last time around. He wants $50 billion from the United States government to, I guess, kind of sweeten the pot for him down there. So they would actually have that money.
Ask for pretty much a blank check, just like what Joe Biden said for the Scott Key Bridge. I mean, he could ask for $50 trillion. The point is that if they don't have business to want to succeed, then the infrastructure is just going to eventually crumble.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible. So, what do you see as the way to fix this?
The businesses are going to have to start innovating. I mean, start realizing, or otherwise we're just going to have to extend it. Just like back with President Polk decided to go all the way to California. Before it was California, obviously, but we'll probably just have to take part of Mexico and make it part of the United States. I mean, at some point we're going to be shoveling water down there because of the infrastructure so bad that they can't even provide water for even the aid workers.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for being out there on the show. Call me back anytime, Michael. I appreciate that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, either that is a doppelganger for Jim or that was Jim.
That's a voice doppelganger for Jim, if not Jim.
That, his accent was changing during his discussion.
Yeah.
I think Jim.
At first I was like, that's him. And then I was like, no, that's him.
I think it's him.
Wow.
I mean, look, there are a lot of people who want to be on the show. And here's the thing, which is very interesting. You can just be you.
Right.
Now, Michael, if you're Michael, then you can be Michael. Jim, you can be Jim. You've got that. You're sending that over to the lab, right? That clip is going to the lab. So we're going
to corporate.
We're going to do the matchups. We're going to do the matchups there and see how the matchups work. I was buying in until we had a Ukraine thing thrown in there.
Like that crushing bottom just reverberating through your body.
That's very similar.
But I understand women who have power and money.
This is the forensics that we're going to have to do over here in the lab. But that's okay. Now, we may be accusing a perfectly innocent person of being gymmed.
Hey, Jim!
We just got gymmed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in a bit of a pickle here because I normally have a policy of not the same caller calling twice in one day.
Right, yeah.
And so I can't really totally prove that this is the case. So I am going to defer, but we are we have our meters going. Our meters are happening. We have our various technologies at work right now. This is, quote, Jim in San Diego. Jim, welcome to the program.
Yes, you may want to use your vocal recognition app to see if it's the real me.
Do you think that the erosion of law and order is what's behind what we're seeing at the college campuses? And what I mean by that is I can understand that there may be like a freshman or a sophomore who wants to just be part of this shindig thing that's going on over there with the protests and all this sort of stuff. But how do we solve for the issue that is this mania that is sweeping these college campuses, number one, number two? And they're now demanding, they took over a building, obviously, in New York at Columbia. And they're saying that they want divestment from Israel. They want to keep the building. They've renamed the building in the absence of the college controlling it. And on top of that, all of them across the country are demanding amnesty from punishment for things that they have done. How do we square that, Jim?
Well, I'm here now. I'm up here at SDSU. It is tranquil. It is very tranquil. They actually had a protest scheduled. It was on the internet and everything, and it has not happened. A lot of what has to be brought to bear is quality of life.
Yeah.
The quality of the standards that are available here for the kids, that influences them. They come here and enroll. I can hear from people that said they came from University of West Virginia, University of Santa Barbara, University of Idaho, because of the quality of living here is better, and they wanted to have a better social life,
right?
And that way they're clear minded, and they can study, and they can study with some camaraderie with people that they have, they have some kinship with. Mm-hmm. And University of the one where they took over the building,
Columbia.
Columbia, yeah, the university, NYU, all of these Eastern Seaboard colleges, the Ivy League colleges, the deterioration of the standard of living and the communal standards, mm-hmm, is what's fueling this. Another thing is, this stuff is straight out of the playbook of the CIA. One of the first frickin' episodes, one of the first operations of the CIA was to take the students to University of Tehran, pay them $25 to riot against Mossadegh. Yeah. Nobody knew what they were rioting about, but it was on the TV stations in Iran,
right,
and everybody's asking, what are they rioting about? They don't like Mossadegh. And that was enough for him to have to leave and flee. Because
and then you got the Shah. And that was when Kermit...
Yeah. They're being paid. I'm hearing they're being paid $100 an hour.
Right. Kermit Roosevelt was behind that operation when that happened. So, all right. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you for being out there. And it is my duty to inform you, though, that we are going to put up a post, and we are going to do an A-B comparison for the audience between you and the person who sounded just like you, because I think somebody's trying to impersonate you a little bit there.
Actually. Is it real or is it Mike's Memorex?
How'd you know his name was Mike?
Is that what his name was?
Leave that in there, TJ.
Wow.
Leave that in there, TJ. Will the real Jim please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.